go along with the rest of them. I'm glad that I'm saved in the time that we're in. I'd hate to be a lost man, woman, boy, or girl in the day we're in. Seemingly, when people are not interested in seeing people get saved, just want to see them get religion. But I'm interested in this morning in seeing you getting born again. I was sitting and thinking the other day and heard a man say, you know, there's not very many people that know how to lead people to the Lord. I'm one of them. I don't know how to lead nobody to the Lord. That's the Holy Ghost's job. Then they say, well, they don't know how to give them the plan of salvation, how to get them saved. I do. One word, repent. That's hit in a nutshell. If anybody ask you how what to do, like Peter said, repent. Amen. That's the only way. Unless you do that, Jesus said, unless you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. You got your Bible? Turn with us this morning. I'll try to go a little easier this morning on you. But I want to read out of the book of Job, chapter 9, and Job chapter 14, then we'll be turning to Ephesians chapter 2 and preach what God's laid on our heart. Amen. And I'm pretty well qualified. There's several here that's lost, don't know God. I'm sure there's a lot here with a name on the church book that's lost and don't know God. I'm sure there's plenty here, maybe even some preachers that's preached that don't know God. I'm sure there's some here that sang that don't know God. Amen. So my advice to you this morning is to lay all that aside. Forget yourself. You know what you are? You're just the dust of the earth that God breathed life in. And one day He's going to take it. You're going to go into judgment. And you're going to give an account for your life. So, amen. As the preacher said, if you've got any praying to do, you better get her done. Because the end's swiftly to come. Amen. In the book of Job, I want to read out of chapter 9. A couple of verses. Then we're going to read in chapter 14, one verse. And amen. We want to hear what Brother Job had to say here. And Job chapter number 9 and verse number 32 and verse 33. Job said, For he is not a man as I am, that I should answer him. And we should come together in judgment. Neither is there any days, man, betwixt us that we may lay hands, that he may lay hands upon us both. Amen. In Job chapter 14, Job chapter 14 and verse number 14. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Now you get that in your head this morning. There's nobody. As many of good preachers as we've got in this building, I'd say, was the cream of the crop. But when it comes down to salvation, they're useless to you. It's between you and a holy God. In the Old Testament time, they had nobody, amen, to go between them and God. Job was speaking about, oh, for a day's man. Somebody. He said, I'm so wicked and so low down that I can't reach the hand of God. And God's so holy and high and lifted up till he cannot reach down to me. So therefore, there's a gap between me and God. Boy, if I just had somebody that could get a hold of the hand of God and get a hold of my hand, amen, and reason together, how nice it would be. So I want to tell you, after Calvary, there was such a man. Amen. It wasn't a Baptist. It wasn't a Methodist. Amen. It wasn't a preacher. But it was the man Christ Jesus. I like what Brother Milby said. We hear a whole lot of preach about
healing. We hear a whole lot preached about the miracles that God done, and I love to hear about them, and they need to be preached. But God bless your heart. I'm glad of one thing. Bible said the Son of Man come to seek and to save that which was lost. That's the first thing on the agenda. That the Lord Jesus come for. Amen. He come and died first to satisfy God the Father. Amen. God bless your heart. Then the next thing, He rose for our justification. Thank God. And the Bible said He went back and sat on the right hand of the Father to make intercession for you and I. Amen. He is our day's man. My friends, you can join the local church. You can be baptized in every creek. I thank God to the tadpoles. I know you by your first name. And you can still die and go to hell. You can eat every wafer that's been soaked in holy water. And still die and go to hell. Thank God you can let your hair grow out until it drags the ground, you ladies. And you can still die and go to hell. You men can cut your hair and look like a man or two. And that's good and well. But you can still die and go to hell. You can sing in the choir and still die and go to hell. All bless His name. Thank God you can do everything. The mechanics of religion and still go to hell. You can repeat every prayer. You can read every tract. You can shake every preacher's hand. Thank God you can do everything that men tell you to do. I hear in this modern world today, thank God, but I was thinking here a while back, somebody said, I wish we could have a revival. I like to head back in a day of Pentecost. And I've got an answer for us. Amen. Let's go back to preaching. Like they did at Pentecost. You remember old Peter? Thank God the Bible said. I stood up and began to preach. And the Bible said they was pricked at their heart and said, men and brethren, what must we do? And Peter had an answer. Amen. Go shake a preacher's hand. I don't believe that's what he said. He said, repent. Every one of you. Amen. Let me say that again. I repent. Every one of you. Amen. I believe that message. In the day we're in today. Still word. The old time. A way of repentance. It'll do the job. Amen. That's the reason why our folks is not living right. They've never been acquainted. They never had the days, man, to straighten things out between them and God. Amen. I bless His name, don't you? You know, I was raised and still am just as ignorant. I couldn't tell my left hand from my right. Hey, man, couldn't tell which way the wind was blowing unless somebody told me. I didn't finish school, went to the 8th grade, stayed there about 3 years. I fixed in the house to stay the 4th. I'm just so ignorant, can't do nothing. But I'm glad, thank God, I was wise enough. So when I know, when the Holy Ghost come by my way, I'm glad I know. I didn't have to go down and ask the preacher, what's wrong with me, preacher? Hey, man, I know what it was. I remember years ago, had the church. Had Brother Milby preached a revival out a couple of weeks ago. I had an uncle pastor that church then. Amen. He was one of them old timers. Amen. He didn't get saved by tract. He didn't get saved, thank God, by repeating a prayer. Thank God. I've heard him tell it time and time again. He had his liquor in 1943. How the year that I was born. Had his liquor hid off down. They didn't have inside plumbing. In them days he had his liquor hid down in the old outhouse. I said I was under conviction. I went off down to get me a drink of liquor. He said I come back with God. Amen. Got saved off down in the outhouse. I'm glad, thank God. If the Lord comes by, amen, you don't have to have the preacher. You don't have to have the deacon board. All it takes is a broken heart and a contrite spirit and the callings of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And count yourself as nothing and realize He's everything and submit yourself under Him. I say, God, I take my place. I'm with Christ at Calvary. Amen. I'm dead. I'm without your help. I'm a going to hell. Friend, when you do that, amen, ain't something that'll take place on the inside of you. Amen. That you can't keep quiet. You'll tell of the whole world about it. I remember the morning. Amen. I'm going to take my time again. I remember the morning that I got under Holy Ghost conviction. I prayed God. I said, God, I'm going to go off down in the woods. I'm going to get saved and I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I'm not going to go to church. It's just going to be me and you. Amen. I prayed it to church and I prayed it to church. But I just couldn't get satisfied. Hey, was an old rock cliff off down behind the house. Amen. I'd crawl so far, Brother Toby, up under that rock cliff till I almost got home. Seeking God. I literally got off down in the hog pen with the hogs. Amen. Wallowing in the mud trying to find God. Amen. Don't that be what we're getting today? Just make a head knowledge. Amen. Somebody could have told me I was saved. But I knowed I was still lost in the sight of God. Amen. Thank God I got up one morning under Holy Ghost conviction. I've gone my last mile. I was just about ready how to commit suicide. Thank God I couldn't stand the pressure any longer. I'm sitting down to cheer. I fell out in the floor flat on my face. I said, God, sink or swim. I live or die. If I go to hell, I'm going to hell believing in you. Oh my, I can't explain it. It was something come in that house that I'd never felt before. Thank God I'd never had anything in my life. Thank God I like what Brother Larry preached. That's been 30 years and it's still there. Still got the same thing. Only thing is, it's growed. Amen. I didn't sit on a nail tag and just say I'm saved. Brother, I started to work. I'll testify. Amen. Warning people how to get right with God. Amen.
Does anybody here know anything about that? I sat there in the house, say to God, save me. I hadn't even took time to even put my shirt and shoes on. I put my shirt and shoes on right down the road about a mile or half or something like that. Was where I always bought my liquor. amen, my beer and everything to drink. And I told God, I said, God, I get saved, I'm going to keep my mouth shut, I ain't going to tell nobody. But that morning when he moved in, hey, something took place. You know what got on my mind the first thing? Was the bootleg. Hey, God, I put my shoes on. I put my shirt on. I went out and got in the car, went down to the bootlegger's house. I knocked on the door. They come to the door. I said, can we help you? I said, no, but I believe I can help you. Amen. They said, how? I said, I just found God. I guess what they've done. They slammed the door in my face. Amen. I'm saying there's something about God. Once you get in contact, it'll change your life. And I'm going to say this while I'm here. Preachers won't have to preach on dress and hair and everything else if you'll get to know Him. You know what we're doing? We're taking our time, our days of preaching to a bunch of goats. Hey man, trying to get them to look like sheep. But you've got to preach to them goats like trying to get them to look like sheep. If you don't, some of the sheep will start looking like the goats. You get what I'm saying? Amen. It's very easy how to get transformed to this world. Amen. He said, be not conformed unto this world. And if there wasn't a possibility of you being conformed to this world, God wouldn't have put that in there. I found out a good while back, if you're a sheep, you'll act like a sheep, you'll dress like a sheep, and you'll bleat like a sheep, and you'll eat sheep food. But if you sat down, Dale, being a sheep, and a goat, brother, I didn't even talk about you, I'm just using this for example, and he's a goat, and you sit there day by day, if you ain't very careful, you'll take up the very traits that he's got. So therefore, we got to peach on the goats. Amen. Sure, them take their hide off. Amen. Expose them and make the world know what's right and wrong. Amen. I'd rather preach a shouting message. I'd rather see y'all up here shouting as having to bear down, but God bless your heart. It's time, thank God, that you got born again. I've got a hold of that day's man. I'll get somebody between you and God the Father. Amen. That'll make intercession for you. Amen. Put His blood. I feel like having a running fever. I put His blood on the mercy seat. Friends, you got to have Him. Amen. You've got to have Him. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter number 2. Oh, thank God for the days, man. And I'm going to tell you something. He come to me. I didn't go to him. People will say, well, you can get saved anytime you want to. You know what I got to say? In Hebrew, this is what this means in Hebrew. Hogwash. You ever hear anybody every time they say something in Hebrew, it means this. Hebrew, it means that. Why don't you just tell me what the English said? I've got sense enough to understand that. Don't worry about the Hebrew. I don't understand that. But in Hebrew, of getting saved any time you want to means hogwash. No man can come to the Son unless the Father draws. You know what your Adamic nature is against God? Your Adamic nature hates God.
Yes, sir.
Your Adamic nature, because I'm preaching about God, makes you hate me.
Yeah.
It ain't me you hate, it's what I stand for. You got to have that goat, took out some word, crucified, be born again into a sheep. Up till you get born again, you're just an old butt, goat.
Amen.
Hebrews
I meant Ephesians. Chapter number 2. 3 men in this chapter. Let's start out with the old man. Ask, check, and see where you at and what kind of shape you're in. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 1, and you. Put your name under that word, you. Hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin. Who done it? The dazed man. That coming down here smacking you, chewing gum and shedding a few crocodile tears and playing over grandma because she stumped her toe and get up and say, God save me. It won't work. You know the only way you're going to get saved is get sorry of your low down sins.
Amen. Amen.
You're going to have to realize that who you are, not what you're doing, but who you are, is going to carry you to hell. And there ain't but one way to stop it and get to the dazed man, because you are dead in trespasses and sins. You can go to church every time the door's open and go to hell. A lot of people trusting church membership. Trusting in what the preacher told them. And while I'm right there, I can't stand this. And don't do it in front of me. If you'll be kind enough when somebody goes off around where I'm at, don't go up and try to coax them in.
Amen. Amen.
If you do, you're liable to get the old flesh stirred up in me and get a hold of you. Leave a sinner alone. It's betwixt them and God Almighty. You can read that. You could ask me Romans 9 and 10, when I was lost. Say, do you believe that? I said, why, sure I do.
That's sure. Amen.
Sure. But guess what I was? I was dead in trespasses and sin. Preacher, they could ask me whenever I was lost, do you believe in John 3:16? Why, sure I do.
Amen.
But I was lost and undone without God. I believed it up here. But that night the Holy Ghost come by, He moved it from here down to here.
Right. Right.
Bible didn't say that he that believeth from the head, but he that believeth from the heart. God moved it out of this ugly looking head and put it down in the heart.
Amen.
Then I was ready to do something about it.
Amen.
What could you do, preacher? Only go to the dazed man. I couldn't lay aside enough stuff. I tried that. Lord, if I'll quit this and I'll quit that, and it's good for you to do that, let me encourage you. If you started leaving stuff alone, don't take it that I'm getting on you. You just keep on and keep on. Bible said the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. That bringeth, not done brought, but bringeth salvation, has appeared to all men, teaching them to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, that they should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. I'm persuaded if the Holy Ghost gets a hold of a sinner, he'll start laying it down.
Amen.
Then you got these little mouthy backs that says, I ain't doing you no good, boy. I'd like to smack their jaws. If God said lay it aside, you're doing what He said. Holy Ghost teaching that you encourage Him to do it. I sure am glad you wasn't there when my brother got saved. He was a weakie. My brother Milby, he was weak. That was about a weakie to man. Now you'll hear this tape or CD, he'll hear it. I care less which is here. Came and tried to get him to come, he wouldn't do it. Ain't God, but one time his wife broke her leg or foot, I forgot what it was.
Amen. And she phoned me at the house. I was fixing to go into work. I'll get back through that a while. I'm just trying to get started. But she had her leg broke, her foot, whatever it was. I was working second shift. She said, I want you to come by and pray with me. Amen. Said, I want to get saved. Thank God. That's the words I've been listening for a long time. I got down there and began to pray with her. He's one-eyed. I looked up and bore tears just for running out of that one eye, running out of that other, but they wouldn't know why. And I thought, Lord, you didn't put me here to pray for her. You put me here to pray for him. Amen. I didn't say a word out of him. She said she got satisfied. I just got up, went over and hugged his neck, didn't say one word to him, and said, I got to go to work. And just a little while down the road, here he come in the house of God. Amen. And I was watching him with every bit of my eyesight I could see. He is a laying this down. He was a laying that down. His vocabulary was beginning to change. I didn't say, it ain't doing you no good. I kept my mouth shut and said, Lord, he's headed in the right direction. Just put the pressure on him. Amen. I was over there one time at my nephew's house, me and him sitting on, I don't know how come him this. Amen. But I'm talking about what God will do. I was sitting on the tailgate of the truck and there's a pine thicket out there. After he had done prayed for a good while, he said, how does a man know when he gets saved? I said, I sure am glad you asked that. I said, you see that pine thicket right down there? He said, yeah, I do. I said, you go down there in that pine thicket. I park that straw and put your head down in it and pull it back over your head. And you pray that you're satisfied. And you come back and tell me. I don't sound like card signing, does it? One blessed Thursday night in a Pentecostal hole. Now, don't you get lost with me. Don't get crossways with me. In a Pentecostal hole in the church, about the fourth bank's back. Amen. We gathered around to pray, and I looked around and I couldn't see him. Directly, I turned to hear that way, and he is between the benches. And boy, did he ever have it in high gear. He come out of there waving his hand and saying, God save me! God save me! Amen. There wasn't nobody passing out tracts. There wasn't nobody trying to read him in. You know what he was? He was dead in trespasses and sin right down between them benches. Thank God. Of the days, man. Ain't God got a hold of him? Ain't got a hold of God the Father? And done a work in his heart? Brother Terry changed him. That's been about 15 years, and it's still, if it ever does really get rested on my head, I'm going to sound me a shouting fit. It just really ain't got registered yet. Every time he stands and testifies, I think, I'm going to get back to Ephesians. Every time he stands and testifies, and that's every service we have, he's about the first to testify. Amen. He tells about him. Go around sometime where Brother Milby's preaching, other preachers preach. He'll get back home. He said, I felt like I was just about to bust. Amen. No people didn't want to hear me. I wanted to testify so bad. I said, God bless your heart. Stand when he tells you. Amen. Tell what God done. I bless his holy name for what he does. I'm talking about today's man. Amen. This modern religion today, if you can get them out in the gymnasium, oh, thank God, get them off down in the white water rafting. Thank God, read a few verses of Scripture out of the NIV or something else. Amen. Get them, make a profession. Thank God, Sunday morning, the high sheriff can't find them. Thank God, they never have. I'm with the days, man. Years and years and years, I wouldn't darken the church house door. If somebody had suggested it hadn't been for going to the penitentiary and said burn it down, I'd have went and bought the gas for them. But after I prayed through, Sunday morning, where did they find you out? Down at the house of God. How many times have you missed it? Said, preacher, very few. And it was on account of sickness or something else that kept me out. It wasn't because I just lay down. Amen. I'm saying if you'll meet the days, man, thank God He'll take that old dead you and put life in you. It'll make a difference. And you, happy quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin, were in time past, back yonder, not now, but back yonder, you walked according to the course of this world. We got a lot of church folks that still is. They ain't a was. Had a man one time to ask me over there in 1 Corinthians where the Bible said such were some of you. We was talking on the discussion. We were talking about adultery, what we're talking about. He said, brother, what you going to do with that where it said such were some of you? I said, I ain't doing nothing with it. I said, do you realize what a were is? Were means one time you was that way. But now means you ain't a word anymore. Fella told me that there one time at work I was the biggest alcoholic there was on that mountain. He said, once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic. I said, brother, you back that up. I said, I'm a word.
Amen.
God done a work in my life. Amen. That's the reason why when you get them down here at the altar, thank God you try to get them down and have a rub in them. I rub salvation in them. I look like you're a massage parlor. Thank God, get up and walk out. I still head to the tanning bed. I still head out to the nightclub. Head to all these places. Thank God, there's still a word.
Amen. Amen.
I'm trying to make it easy. Trying to get you to see whether you are or were. The things that I used to love, I now hate. You ever tried, just any of you here drink, ever try to quit drinking? I bet you I quit a million times. People said, oh, it's hard to quit drinking. It ain't hard to quit drinking. I say, easiest thing you ever done. Problem is staying that way. Oh, boy, I stayed quit 2 weeks. And boy, I've got it licked now. The old boy that I rode around with, he's driving a Jeep one day and I was coming in work. And he's going to work. He held a good cold beer above the windshield, had the top back. And when I stopped, I was the bootlegger's ass. Amen. And now, after thank God I was what once was a word, God took me through that dazed man. Thank God rebirthed me. I can pass by a beer joint now and never look a second time. Amen. I'm a saying, God, I don't just change your outward look. God changes how the very inward being of your soul. He takes out the lust and the desires and the wants of this world. Now I can smell it on somebody's breath and it makes me puke. Who done it? The days, man. Never had that problem since. Boy, I used to, the worst thing in the world that I ever done in my life that would roll me up was run a corn picker. I could just about walk by one of them things and my blood pressure would jump up 3 notches. Get on that thing, change, it'd break, this would break, and man, I'd cuss for about 2 hours and never say the same word twice. But I got saved in September during corn gathering time. Amen. And guess what I was doing? I was running a corn picker. Amen. I went back after I got saved. I got out there and the chain broke. And boy, I got mad. I got off and I didn't say a bad word, a real bad word, but something that shouldn't have come out of a Christian's mouth. Thank God you talking about Holy Ghost condemnation coming on me. I pulled the stop on that old diesel tractor. I got off down on my knees in the middle of that cornfield. I began to pray for God to forgive me and to help me. A chain broke the second time. I got up and put that chain back together. I run that thing all day long and never nothing else happened all day. God will change your vocabulary. A preacher that can't preach clean, he needs to meet the days maker. Days maker. Amen. I never seen the lack. I'm going to try to get back. You ain't in no hurry, are you? I never seen it till like these so-called Christian radio stations. That's X-rated. While I'm out there, you mind saying if we preach a whole lot about, hey man, these little children's school back in the back, a lot of churches ought to have it because they got X-rated services out front. Ought to put them back there where they won't see what's going on. Amen. But God bless your heart, River. I look like every radio broadcast we got on now, some Jezebel of teaching. And all they can teach about is sex. Excuse me, but I'm going to use that word. That's all they can teach about. Amen. And when I was a kid growing up, if you'd have mentioned that word, you'd have got your teeth slapped out of your head. What I'm right there, you mind if I say that? I'm going to say it anyhow. Amen. This television has learned our young generation, preachers and all. They sit there and listen to Hollywood. I use that kind of language. Amen. They come out and get in the pulpit and try to act like Hollywood ought to be horse whooped and run out of town. I was going to make it easy. That means you ain't met today's man. Amen. I know I got it yesterday, still bugging me. Why can't you talk and use plain English? Every one of the people in here got sense enough to understand what we're talking about without getting over there in that garbage.
Amen.
I said, well, though I'm ignorant, but I'm not that bad.
Amen.
You. Where in time past you walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, him and the spirit that now worketh, and the children of disobedience. That's your old man, and still you, if you ain't met the days, man.
Amen.
You trying to cover it up like Adam and Eve done with April, but it'll still crap out. If you don't believe it, you just wait till you get home tonight at everything. See if you don't see a little light shining through that window watching Hollywood. See if that old man don't... Amen. Among whom also we all... I ain't too smart, but I think all means all. Me and you both. Ain't one of them in here left that ain't covered under that all. We all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh. Now, if you really want to know how spiritual a church is, if you'll get there about 15 or 20 minutes before the service starts and just open your ear and keep your mouth shut, you'll find out. Ball games. Fishing. Deer hunting.
Amen.
Ain't none of them ever say, hey preacher, let's go in the back room and see if we can get God to visit us tonight. We got to talk about the turkeys.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to take it easy. Fulfilling the desire of the flesh and of the mind. and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. By nature. You're not what you are because of what you do. You do what you do because of who you are. I didn't drink liquor because I was a drunkard. I drank liquor because of my fallen nature. Then it made a drunkard out of me. Oh, preacher, I can handle it. You better believe you can if you'll take it out and whoop it over a stump somewhere. If you don't handle it, it'll handle you. You looking at somebody, let me put this in. Back a couple of years ago when they brought in alcohol, beer, and liquor in Fort Payne, it's a little convenience store. I always stop before I retire to get me a cup of coffee. And this gal working behind her, she found out I was a preacher. And she picked at me every day now going in about voting it wet. And she picked at me and said, well, so-and-so come in and said how much tax it would bring in and all this stuff right here. And there was a crowd gathered in there one morning, and I just felt a nudge of the Holy Ghost. I said, did y'all ever bring in anybody that had once been hooked on that stuff? Hey, man, couldn't get broke loose from it. Hey, man, was an alcohol. If you ever bring one of them men down there to Fort Payne, I'd have talked and tell you what good alcohol was. I said, no, do you know one? I said, I said, it had me bound. I said, it's fit for nothing but to doom our young and to doom our old. I cause wretch. Amen. Ain't God caused problems and crime? I said, it doom them to hell. Thank God. They said, well, what happened to you? I said, I met the days when. My members served me right. They give me a cup of coffee that morning to get shed of me. Then on Tuesday, they had the vote. Went in Wednesday, the headlines on the paper out there were, DeKalb County went wet. I got out a grinning, walked in there. Just quick as I walked through the door, a young woman said, what do you think about it now, preacher? I said, I'm still just as saved now as I was before they voted it in.
Amen.
I said, it has no effect on me whatsoever. What's the matter, preacher? I met the days, man. He took that old nature out and put in the nature of Christ. And that alcohol I used to love, I now hate it. Oh, my, there ain't no time to get through with this. I bless your heart. You need to meet the days, man. We're by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But now let's look over to the other man that God's working. That's the old man. The other man, the one that God started to work on. Not the track, not the youth camp, not down yonder swimming, not playing tennis out beside the court and church. Now come on. Hey, God not having one of these family recreational centers. But God. I like that, don't you? But God, who is rich in mercy for His great love. Thank God wherewith He loved us. Thank God I was back in the first three verses of that chapter. I was my old man. And now we're looking at the work of God in that old man. Even when ye were dead in sin. Were dead in sin. I got a message on preaching. They won't preach it for about 5 years. Ain't got to preach it yet. On the most unlikeliest place to build a church. You who are dead in sin have quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. Now that's what appeared to me. That's what caused me to fall out of that chair. That's what caused me to weep. I never did finish what I said. That uncle used to pastor that church where Brother Milby preached a revival at a couple of weeks ago. He had a radio broadcast, and I'd listen to him every Sunday. Me and my wife both just as lost can be. He'd come on 2 o'clock Alabama time, and I'd always listen to him, knowing good and well I was fixing to get in trouble, but somehow or other, just something drawed me. He's always preaching to Daisy. Always preaching, getting saved. Always telling about his conversion down in that outhouse. Hey, man, couldn't read when he got saved. My auntie married my daddy's sister. She taught him how to read. And man, when before he died, he could read that Bible a whole lot better than I could. Thank God, but I remember laying there in the bed one day so drunk I couldn't hold up my head. I mean, tears are rolling out, soaking that bed. That wife come in there and said, "What's the matter with you?" I said, "I'm under conviction. I need to pray." And God, her loss, and she said, "Well, pray then." Amen, but I kept fighting God. I kept fighting God. Amen, but I'm glad he didn't leave me. That day's man kept drawing. And kept drawing through mercy and grace and drawing me unto himself.
Amen. Amen.
Now this right here was him working on me. You can put yourself where you want to. You can say you got read in, you joined the church, or you got sprinkled in, baptized in, or you decided to sing the choir, put yourself anywhere you want to. But I'm talking about what happened to me. And you long young folks over here, you listen and listen well. This will do you good to hear. It's him. It's him. Amen. He said, "And hath raised us up dead in sins. He reached down with his grace and raised us up. And set us together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." And I don't think that's here. People say, "I had a real good meeting, boy. We really got set together in heavenly places." I like what Brother Billy Mitchell said, "Judicially, I'm with him up yonder. Bodily, I'm down here. But for God's sake, I'm up there. So I'm sitting in the heavenly places with him." Boy, don't that make you want to just shout? Amen. I'm going to try to finish. Not get on Brother Billy's time. "Quickened us together with Christ, by grace are you saved, and hath raised us up set together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that is in ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in us, in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus the Daisy. For by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Don't that leave you out of it? You had nothing whatsoever to do with your deliverance except submit. Brag all you want to. "I quit this. I quit that." That's good. But that didn't get you in.
Amen.
If you didn't quit it, you ain't in.
Amen.
That works together just like bread and butter. Clean living and being born again works together.
Amen.
If you're born again, you'll live clean. If you don't live clean, you miss the mark. Amen. And I don't have to give you no book of rules to tell you what to do. The Holy Ghost within you, ain't God, he'll lead you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. That you might bring glory to him, not you.
Amen.
Now listen. "For we," this is the new man, after he does this, "for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, wherefore which God hath
before ordained that we should walk in them. God didn't save you to sit on a pew, chew chewing gum and say good preaching. He created you under good works. And He said for you to walk in them. Not sit in them, but walk in them. Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by which is called the circumcision of the flesh, made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant, a promise, having no hope and without God in the world, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ, for He is our peace. I'll hush right there. I have got about two more hours, but I'll hush. If you ain't met the daysman, and He ain't done a work in your life, you're going to hell. I don't care what kind of front you're putting on. Don't care how you got these preachers fooled. You may even have yourself fooled. You know, the Bible said there's people that would deceive them on sales.
Yes, sir.
You can keep messing around till you deceive yourself. But God is not deceived. Brother Miller.